eastern fringe of the Bren Garrick Forest, northern Kalimdor. Ascending yet another embankment in the light of a frosty morning, Alec paused for his companion to catch up. Taking the moment to swig from his water skin, he looked ahead, plotting out his path. They had left the slow pace of the caravan behind, with instructions from Icon Yashala: find their fellow scout Orban, bring him back to the group, or return with his corpse.
Stop.
I hear nothing. You need to cut some of that hair back, Yorick. It's getting in your ears.
I definitely heard voices. Over that way, to the west.
Nodding at Yorick, he drew out his blade. The elongated knife was closer to a short sword than a dagger, the steel itself coated in a dark brown paint, hiding the glint of its edge, stopping any reflection from betraying his presence.
Back on the...
Shh. Listen. It's Orban.
And a handful of Northern Kalimdor's finest bandits. 12 in the counting.
That is a stretch, even for us.
Oh, you know me, Yorick. I like a challenge.
Did Yashala not say we are to observe only, and not risk exposure?
She did. In fact, you got it almost word for word. That is spooky.
You told me those words before we left, you cretin.
Fine. I would not disobey the Icon, regardless.
He smirked at the look Yorick gave him. One which said the older scout knew differently.
So we follow them, find where they're heading. Then we'll decide from there. If we accidentally stumble into a fight, then we can decide who goes back to tell her.
You are an ass. Do you know that?
So you keep telling me.
The young Beloran was never truly at ease in the woodland. He preferred the bustle of the city, where he could hide amongst the populace as one of the masses, or at least he could before the branding. He reminded himself how lucky he was to even be here after being caught mid-job burglarizing the home of one of the Drakenweald's nobility. He should have lost his hands, or even his life. Instead, the X was seared into his cheek, the mark of a thief for all to see.
Can you make it out, Yorick?
I could, if you stop flapping your lips.
Just use the sigil already.
His gaze firmly fixed upon the group of bandits who ushered forth his brethren of the Order, Alec glimpsed in his periphery Yorick's movements as he drew out a circle in the hastily cleared woodland floor.
They're asking where his friends are. The usual... How many...
Is he talking?
Yes, but he's exaggerating. He said 30 of us.
Ah, scaring them. But will it work?
Hush.
Alec nodded in anticipation, as well as in submittal to the demand made by Yorick.
Take him back to the hook. On your feet, move.
They're moving on.
He stared as the group shoved Orban onwards violently, their fellow scout turning with a look of anger before receiving a blow for his defiance.
We should go back, inform the Icon.
Come on, Yorick. How will we know where they're taking him? It's obviously the right thing to do, my friend.
We are scouts. Remember that, Alec.
Oh, of course. Information gathering is part of the process, is it not?
They stalked, moving only as much as necessary, doing what was needed not to alert their quarry. their soft soled boots muffling where they tread. Near to an hour had passed before they stopped their shadowing.
They're going around that cropping of rocks. Now we're gonna have to go around it to see them.
Then let's hurry. The daylight is not on our side, and we need best get back to the caravan as soon as we can.
The faint sound of rushing water had grown louder as they neared, revealing a small but steady waterfall, which sprouted from the rock itself.
They have all gone into the cave. No doubt their base of operations. No lookout I can see, which is strange. Or stupid.
Likely the latter. Wait, look! You can see the road north. The caravan will be in their view once it reaches that point. Perhaps a day from now.
Do we go back and warn them?
If we miss them, or expose ourselves on the road, we may be causing more harm than good.
So we wait here, watch for their approach, and try to get word to them.
And in the meantime, after they've got whatever they actually want from Oban, or they find us, what if Galador forbid he tells them what we're actually doing? Looks like you're going to get your way after all.
I take no joy in this. I say, we go when they sleep. Look for a chance to get Oban out and leave no trace of our passing.
Agreed. Let this be done.
That was part 5 of The Damned Caravan. First of all, I know you're all likely tired of hearing this by now, but I hope that you and your loved ones are safe during this trying time. I know this one has taken a little bit longer and it is a shorter episode, but part 6 is finished and it's ready for its musical score. In the downtime, I've managed to nearly complete episode 1 for the second season, and I'm also looking to do a small fun project which I'll announce details for in further episodes. Thank you for your patience in this trying time, and please stay tuned for another promo. But most importantly, please stay safe and look after yourselves. Thanks for listening.
Said your father has been missing for 38 hours.
40.
Did he leave a note or anything?
There were symbols scratched into the BART.
You're not a cop, are you?
I don't care what you were doing. I don't want you here.
The odds of finding someone after the first 48 hours are basically zero.
Something that didn't want to be in our world.
We wanted it to be a surprise.
The most paranormal activity this side of the Mississippi.
You forged an ID?
Okay.
Did you do something to my dad?
The void will reign.